Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you to go to the Devil Radio website, download the Devil Radio app, go to the Apple or Google store and download the Devil Radio app. You know, you can download it. You just go, Alexa, download Devil Radio. And then when you do that, you got to do that. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's pretty easy. And you will have Devil Radio with you 24/7. Wherever you go, listening to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, when you're on the website, there is a link. Click on the link. Support Devil Radio. Many of you have said, how can we support Devil Radio? We want at least one voice in this state, and we're right now about the only one, stands up against right-wing talk. Well, there's a lot of ways you can support it. Click on the link. You can see what they are, see which one you might want to do. The other way you can do it, if you're a small business or a candidate, is the best value in town for getting your name around, your message around, your product or your candidacy. People tend to overestimate how much name recognition they have, whether people have ever even heard of them, much less know their message or their product. Devil Radio will produce the spot for you. And its rates are quite reasonable. Take a chance, call up. Get a quote. Okay, a lot more to talk about. One piece of good news. The Milwaukee County Clerk, George Christensen, whom I know, has said he's not going to comply with the GOP subpoenas for his voting machines and some of the other voting materials in Milwaukee County. He said the subpoena was a cut and paste job. It may have been cut and pasted from something out of Michigan. This is the one that came from this Janelle Branchen, Menominee Falls Republican, and gerrymandered seat. And he's not going to comply. That's a very big deal because the other one was Brown County, a smaller county, and they will likely be sending them to Dane County also. All three clerks should all follow George Christensen's lead, not comply. Now, their ostensible reason for not complying, and it's a small one, is that Voss and the Republicans haven't signed it. Only this nutty chairwoman. Okay, but Voss has said if Gableman wants subpoenas, he will sign those. And word to all the clerks, follow George Christensen's lead on this one and that one too, and George the same. Say, no, we're not. Go to court and get it quashed. These votes have been counted several times. In Brown, Dane, and Milwaukee, they were counted an extra time. And all that happened was that Joe Biden got a few hundred more votes. That was the result. This Cyber Ninja audit is a crooked deal. We don't want it in Wisconsin. We're not Arizona. We're Wisconsin. We don't get a partisan recount to have them fudge the vote. Our poll workers are honest. Our clerks are honest. They're Wisconsin honest. You know them. We're not going to have our voting machines tampered by cyber ninjas, then have to throw them out, shred them, buy new ones, which they will then want to get hold of next time. We'll have to buy them every election. Can't have that. This has got to be shut down once and for all. If we have to go to federal court to stop it, stop it. This is a partisan intrusion designed to intimidate poll workers and clerks into next time not being as zealous at their job. What they would love is if a lot of clerks would say, hey, I'm not going to do it next time. They're being threatened. That's got to stop. And good for George Christensen. Clerks in Brown County and Dane County, take heed. Go on the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
The Department of Labor just dropped its jobs report for August. A little bit slower this time. 235,000 jobs added during the month of August, and remember that's the The data is collected in the middle of August, so this is like 2 weeks ago.
Did you say 235,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Added, plus, in other words, which was down from well over 900,000 last month, as you remember. But the unemployment rate stayed at 5.4. And I would like to also point out that in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, a very important report came out that unemployment benefits did not have a major impact on job seeking. So in case we have to go back into a slowdown due to COVID Delta or COVID Lambda or COVID Mu, the unemployment insurance benefit policy should be part of that response. It's not, we've heard a lot of discussion that people are staying home because they get paid for not working. And that turns out to be not empirically backed up by fact.
That's really good stuff. Two economic points being made by Bill of Shorewood. Very, very important. One is the jobs for August, as of August 15, they're done at the half month, 235,000 created. Yes, there were 900 or so thousand the previous month. August can be a slow month, but more importantly, we're still creating jobs. We're not losing jobs. There are jobs out there, and anybody with a pair of eyeballs can go to any town in this country and they'll see we're hiring. We're hiring. Some restaurants and bars have to reduce service because they don't have people. Spectrum is taking out TV ads saying we have plenty of jobs. Amazon's looking to fill hundreds of thousands of jobs. There are plenty of jobs out there. This is very, it's good news. The second thing is, what's very good news is, remember the Republicans attacked unemployment comp. You know, Republicans oppose any unemployment comp early on. The guy running for governor of California, Larry Elder, who would become the governor, according to the polls, if Gavin Newsom is recalled, wants a zero minimum wage, zero. The idea is a Hunger Games type thing where, you know, if people are starving, they have a family, they'll take anything and they'll bid themselves down. One will say, I want 15 an hour. Finally, a guy will say, I'll take $2 an hour. And, you know, you'd have a peasant society and you'd have it like, you know, I lived in Mexico City in the 1950s when I was a kid, when my dad was doing research down there, he's a professor. There were families living on garbage heaps, on dumps, big dumps with tents. And in Bombay and Calcutta, you see some of the same stuff. So we don't want that. We don't want that in the United States, period, end of story. And Bill's point is this data that came out in the Wall Street Journal, and that's a fairly Republican newspaper, but it shows that those unemployment benefits have no effect on whether people go out there looking for jobs. It's not like guys are going, hey, yeah, I get a little unemployment comp, I'm going to sit on my butt for 6 months. So the extra, the 300 extra, which by the way has expired, but that didn't contribute to any unemployment. As a matter of fact, it was a merciful thing. The Republican governors who turned it down did so for ideological reasons. So Bill of Shorewood, thank you very much for calling in with that, those two important pieces of information. Okay, the I want to move to a Republican whom I do admire, Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney was just named the vice chair of the January 6th Commission. Now she's a Republican, vice chair. Nancy Pelosi set it up because the Republicans in the Senate stymied it by two Republican votes. What do I mean by that? The idea of a bipartisan commission on January 6th passed the House with 30 Republican votes, more than 30 Republican votes, all Democrats, 30 Republicans, truly bipartisan. There's going to be a commission of 10 people, five Democrats, five Republicans, with subpoena power only if both sides agreed. They were really, it was truly bipartisan. Went to the Senate, got 58 votes, 57, but there was another Republican who said he'd do it. So 50 Democratic votes, seven Republican, another guy said he'd do it, but it didn't have 60 votes. Moscow Mitch raised his pinky in the air and said, we filibuster. Because we didn't get two extras, we didn't have it. So Nancy Pelosi said, okay, but clearly there's bipartisan support. So we are going to have a January 6th commission and get to the bottom of this violence. And she appointed a couple of Republicans. She appointed Liz Cheney. She appointed Adam Kinzinger. And she appointed a former Republican congressman from Virginia as the executive director of the commission. And now they made Liz Cheney the vice chair. So no subpoena is going to go out without Liz Cheney's approval. It's a bipartisan. There will not be a witch hunt. Well, how do you think the Republicans reacted? Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, who back in January said that Trump was toast and that these were felonies. Moscow Mitch back in January goes, the correct way to do Trump is not impeach him, but prosecute him. Suddenly they tuck in their tails. There is a call now from a congressman, Biggs, whose phone records are being solicited, Republican nut, to throw Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney out of the Republican conference, the caucus. Under their rules, it takes a two-thirds vote. Under their rules, only the minority leader can do it. Kevin McCarthy can bring the motion even. They both asked him to. He has a tough decision. He doesn't care. He is not an ounce of morality at all. He just wants to be speaker someday. If he ticks off the Freedom Caucus, they won't make him speaker even if they win the House. But if he does something like that, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are widely admired. And if he looks that absolutely that partisan, when there's a bipartisan vote for the commission, then he is hurting his party in the upcoming election. So what does he do? I don't know what he does, but these howls of outrage from Republicans that Liz Cheney is the vice chair of the commission, when Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy had their finger in the wind in January and go, okay, well, maybe Trump's toast and this is a bad thing. And they go, oh, no, Trump's not toast. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. I've had enough of these people. Liz Cheney's an excellent person, has a lot of guts, good for her. Nothing's going to happen without her approval, too. There's not going to be any funny business, but we're going to get to the bottom of this stuff. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.